And now this is a dictation for Gary, G-A-R-Y, King, K-I-N-G, June 22nd, 46. Address as a letter to Dr. Ernest, E-R-N-E-S-T, 466-5956. Dear Dr. Ernest, a follow-up for Mr. King. Wife Shelby, S-H-E-L-B-Y, participated at this teleconference. Since the last encounter in December, he was admitted to the hospital with COPD exacerbated and hypotension, stay overnight, treated with cajexalate. Next paragraph, he received also 1 unit of blood transfusion when he was at Schneps. I talked to doctor in that opportunity from the nursing home. He is on oxygen 24 hours, 1.5 liters. Appetite improving, no vomiting, dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood melanin, denies infection in the urine, cloudiness of blood, has edema bilateral up to the knees, not very active, no recent falls, does not use any cane or walker, has chronic dyspnea, rest and or activity, as well as orthopnea, clear to yellow sputum without purulent material hemoptysis, problems of insomnia, no new pain. Next paragraph, I review the discharge summary and the medications. Already on phosphorus binders, on iron replacement, a number of bronchodilators, insulin, pain control with tramadol, takes narcotics, no blood pressure medicine. Next paragraph, he looks older than his age, able to speak in short sentences, evidence of respiratory distress, which is baseline for him. Weight was up to 127 from 116, blood pressure low 117.62 and 108.62. Speech is normal, no expressive aphasia, no facial asymmetry. Next paragraph. An echocardiogram in the hospital, December, normal ejection fraction. No major valve abnormalities. No reported, mild degree of pulmonary hypertension. Next paragraph, the last chemistries at the time of discharge, December 28, glucose was in the middle 200s, creatinine at 3 for a GFR of 21, stage 4, potassium at 5.1, improved, normal sodium acid base, and normal calcium, anemia 10.3, iron saturation 28. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD, stage 4. Next number, biopsy proving hypertensive nephrosclerosis. Next number, biopsy proving diabetic glomerulosclerosis. Next number, COPD, respiratory failure on oxygen, prior smoker. Next number, elevated potassium. He already is doing as much restriction as possible. I'm going to increase his Lasix from 20 to 40, given the edema and high potassium. New blood test on a week from today to decide it about continued cajexalate, which I believe right now he's not taking any. Next number, poor nutrition. Next number, proteinuria, not in the nephrotic range. Next number, normal echocardiogram. Next number, prior T9 compression fracture. Next number, coronary artery calcifications, but present and not active. Next paragraph, comments, we start dialysis based on symptoms and GFR less than 15. I don't believe he is in need of that. We see how he goes with the diuretics. Plan to see him back on the next 6 to 8 weeks or early as needed. We will decide about phosphorus binders, potential bicarbonate replacement, vitamin D125 for secondary hyperparathyroidism, and any potential anemia treatment with results. All questions answered from patient and wife, end of dictation.